fun. That is the symphony version of Sultans of String from their new album. Just delightful. Gentlemen, welcome. Thanks so much for being here. Chris McCool, a delight to see you with your amazing instrument. Welcome.
Thank you for having us here this morning. We've got Kevin Laliberté on guitar.
And not to be outdone, we'll talk about the extraordinariness of the instruments that you're holding now, but I would love if first we could just hear how they sound.
You got it. Why don't we play a song called Al Vuelo, which is a bulerías form from southern Spain, an original tune we wrote. It means on the wing.
Of swing string. I bet you get that a lot. So sorry.
More than you could imagine.
I'm sure. Did you love Mark Knopfler? Did that have anything to do with your choice?
Well, I do love the tune, but
sure.
It's mostly like, you know, it's really actually very hard to come up with a good band name. But the domain name was not taken yet. That kind of clinched it for us.
Plus, it sounds good, and it really does have a nice descriptive factor for what you do. Plus, the initials are SOS.
Yeah. It's just it doesn't get better than that.
Wall-to-wall win. Sultans of String are live with us here in the afternoon. You'll be at a house concert in Indianapolis, Indiana this evening.
That's right. It's going to be our second time ever playing in Indianapolis. And the other one was also a house concert. It was really fun. It's called the Flying... It's organized by the same gentleman who does the Flying Cat house concert series. But it's not the usual place. It's at a different place. But house concerts are really special. They're really fun. You can cram like 30, 40, 50 people into a living room. And for a performer to be able to be that close to the audience and really get a sense of how they're experiencing the music is special for us.
No question. A nice loop that's just so immediate and right there. I think that that intimate setting is the best way to experience any music, and particularly your style of music. Now, you're just two-fifths of what could be called the greater ensemble of Sultans of String.
We go out sometimes as a duo, a trio, quartet, quintet. We even play with symphony orchestras, like from that track you played from our upcoming record. And for us, playing in different configurations and bringing in special guests always keeps it really fresh for us. When I get to play just with Kevin, I get to hear all kinds of stuff that he's doing that I don't normally get to hear when there's like five guys piling on the music. But for a big outdoor festival stage, five guys is great because it's easier to get people up and dancing. It's really fun to be able to play this guy. He's the best guitar player I've ever had the opportunity to work with, and it's 10 years now, and I hope it's another 50 or
you're
whatever.
Too kind.
Well, you have a nice simpatico, the both of you. Truly have a nice way of playing off one another. Kevin, I want to get to this violin of yours, Chris, that's singular, to say the least. But you have a guitar in the body shape that I've never seen, and plus you play it in a way that's not common. You have a loop that's going, and you have your own fancy sort of kick drum that's just a strange piece of wood on the floor.
Yeah, it's a piece of wood with some kind of transducer from from a car or something. I don't know how it works exactly, but it gives you a nice kind of kick drum thing.
It's called porch board bass.
Is it really? No kidding, that's the name of it, porch board bass.
Yeah,
I love it. Well, it just sounds great, and you have a loop there, and this absolutely has to be a handcrafted instrument. The body shape is like nothing I've ever seen.
Well, it's made by a small company in San Francisco called Blackbird Guitars, and they make carbon fiber instruments. So this is the nylon string version, but they also do two steel strings, a small one and a big one, and a ukulele, believe it or not.
Wow.
It looks like it was made from a 3D printer.
Yeah, it's weird. People say, is that plastic? But it's really... The whole point, I think, behind the kind of wacky body shape is that it makes the body a bit smaller, but you still get the same surface area on the top. We're getting into mathematics and
physics. That's
all right,
and stuff, but I love it. It makes a beautiful sound as well, so you lose nothing for sound with your smaller, more fleet. Yeah.
Sounds great, plugged in. It's got a nice sound.
Plus, it fits in the overhead compartment of airplanes.
Does it really?
It's true.
Woot! Huge triumph on that. We're talking with Kevin La Liberté and Chris McCool live in the studio with us tonight. They're playing at the at a house concert in Indianapolis. You can find out more. A couple of seats left there if you could find your way to Indianapolis this evening. And you can find out more at their website, SultansofString.com. That's sultansofstring.com/tour, and you can find out all about that. Chris McCool.
Yes.
Finest name ever. It's like son of cool.
You know, McCool. Most people think that because I play violin or fiddle and my last name is McCool, then I must be Irish or Scottish and play lots of jigs and reels. But McCool would have actually been pronounced Mochul in Kafirmishki, Lebanon, where my grandparents on my father's side came from. This is true.
So this is just an approximation phonetically of what...
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, everyone who immigrated to Canada back in those days, my grandfather came over as a stowaway on a ship in 1903, and he came through Montreal, which is kind of like our version of Ellis Island. And he probably, you know, came through the border, and Scottish border guard said, what's your name? And he said, Mochul. And he said, good Scottish name. And spelled it funny. This is a true story. So we're actually the only McCools on the planet, I think, that are spelled that way. I've seen some other kind of McCool spelled other ways. So a couple of years ago, I grabbed my elderly father, who just turned 80, and we actually ran off to Lebanon to try and find the ancient village of Kafirmishki, where my grandparents came from. And it was really the trip of a lifetime. We basically started walking around the village looking for people that looked like my dad. I was like, hey, he looks like you.
Did you find anyone?
He looks like you. About 5 minutes in, we found my father's closest living cousin.
By the looks of their face.
Oh, yeah. He looks... I don't know if you know Dave Thomas from Wendy's.
Sure.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like that, only a bit shorter.
It's very huggable, very lovable man. Aww.
We found the actual stone house where my grandfather grew up, too. It was really the trip of a lifetime.
What a delight.
Yeah.
What a great thing to get to do. Well, I still, even when I thought it was just Son of Cool, your name has only become more lovely. Live in studio, Chris McCool and Kevin LaLiberté, Sultans of String. Will you hit us another, please?
Sure. Well, here's a song inspired by that trip. It's a song that we wrote off our Move CD. It's called The Road to Kafir Mishki.
Sultans of String live on WISO. Just fabulous. Sultans of String live on 91.3 WYSO. WYSO listeners will know that song very, very, very well because we have been using that for an underneath for several of our spots and when we do cool. announcements for many, many years now. I'm so delighted to hear that live. Thank you so Yay. Much. It is Chris McCool and Kevin LaLiberté live in the studio today, live in Indianapolis at a Houts concert this evening. You can find out more at sultansofstring.com. A lot of information there if you want to find out the here to's and where to for's of the event this evening. Put sultansofstring.com/tour. I'm so pleased that you're here. Chris, so you've got, like, it's a violin, but it's a violin plus.
You know, it's funny. Five-string violins are becoming more common now. Like, you do see them here and there.
And generally, is that a lower string that's added?
It's always a lower
string. Always the lower
because string. Because the violin is plenty high and screechy
plenty
enough.
Screechy.
It doesn't need a higher string. So, generally speaking, the five-string violins are a violin plus a viola string. And I owned a five-string electric, which I enjoyed, but, you know, being an electric instrument, you couldn't bring it around the campfire to
right.
play because it wouldn't do anything.
So everybody I went plug in. Let's hear.
I went yeah. online and, you know, researching, trying to find someone who would make a good five-string acoustic that you could plug into. And I came across IthacaStrings.com, this website where Eric Aceto, this luthier, was putting up his violins for sale. He made a six-string violin. And I heard a sound clip of it online and ordered it that night.
That night.
Over the internet with my credit card. And he mailed it to my house.
Oh. And that's an additional low string?
Yeah, so it's got the fifth string is the viola string. It's for the fiddle players out there. It's mm-hmm. E-A-D-G, or the regular four strings. And then it goes down a fifth to the C from the viola, and then goes down another fifth to the F. Which is not on any current modern instrument. It should be noted that hundreds of years ago, there were lots of violin-type objects that had many strings on them. They could have five, six, seven, eight, nine strings, and it wasn't an unusual thing. It was just, you know, the Stradivarius form caught on like wildfire, and everyone's been making violins ever since that look exactly like the Strats. So this is a bit more like a viol, which you would see from, you know, the 15th, 16th century. There would be, you'd have it on your lap, play it like a little mini cello or something. All kinds of funny instruments back
it's
then.
It's just beautiful, I just have to say. And I guess you mean you could string it the other way, adding one higher and one lower if you had to, couldn't you?
You could make every cat within 5 miles would just be running the other way. I mean, I can barely stand the sound of the violin as it is.
One more thing about the headstock there. It is carved. It's just beautiful.
You know, for me, this is a perfect example of why I play the kind of music I play. Like, I grew up playing classical music, and you have to play exactly what's on the page. And if you detour too much from that, you get your wrist slapped. And we always know how the song is going to start and how it's going to end, but everything in the middle is kind of made up. And when I was asking Eric about this beautiful carving, and for the listeners, it's the carving of a head of some kind of cat. It's really cool looking.
Fitting.
And I said, is that hard to do? And he said, no, actually, it's a lot easier than trying to carve like a traditional scroll. And I realized, yeah, because you can follow your heart and you follow your imagination. And it doesn't have to be perfectly symmetrical within a millimeter, or, you know, the violin store won't sell it. So I thought that was really cool.
Well, it's just lovely, and I love how all of your strings, all 12 of them, come together so nicely. And in the course of the songs that we've heard today, there is almost a natural whale-like sound coming out, which leads to another tune and another album that you had that has a very good whale story. I'd love to hear the tune if you could let us know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do play a lot of instrumental music, but each song is also a story. And this next song is about Luna the whale. Luna is a killer whale who got separated from his pod a few years back in the Nootka Sound off Vancouver Island. And just before Luna showed up, there was a native elder, Chief McKenna, who said, "When I pass away, I'm going to come back to you in the form of a killer whale and bring to you traditional teachings." And sure enough, just 4 days after Chief McKenna passed away, Luna showed up in the Nootka Sound. This is just north of Seattle. And this great video, if you go up online, check it out, of Luna swimming alongside the Dega canoe and calling out to the Aboriginal people. We were so moved by this story that we wrote this song as a tribute to Luna the whale. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Sultans of String. That's Chris McCool and Kevin La Liberté right here live in the studio. Just what a journey. How amazing. What? It's almost like the vocal cords of a whale must be exactly that many and of that length. Just amazing.
I spent way too much time in my bedroom like, trying to reproduce whale sounds.
What are you doing?
I guess it wasn't time wasted.
It's just lovely. And Kevin, I just love that you're finding a place to put actual sort of more percussion and more picking in there. Plus, I notice your style there. Often you're picking from the top like a bass player. That's just mesmerizing.
Yeah, I do all kinds of weird things. I don't have any sort of strict style. Like I never really learned classical, so I kind of make it all up. I borrow from a lot of different things. There's a bit of sort of flamenco technique and yeah, some frustrated bass player things going on, all kinds of things.
Well, it's just lovely how the two of you have come together and how the music emerges as its own entity from just these meager six strings. It's just a delight to have you today. Again, you're live in Indianapolis this evening at a house concert. You can find out more about that event and then some at sultansofstring.com, and I highly recommend that you do. You guys are, at least in the folk world, you're kind of like rock stars in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, I talked to your mom, and she said that was true.
Yeah, but you know how moms are.
Yeah, moms are. No, but you've been nominated multiple times for Juno. Did you?
Oh yeah, it's true. We Juno Award nominations, which is kind of like your Grammys.
Sure.
And Move, the last CD that came out, we were really lucky. We got a Canadian Folk Music Award for the World Music Album of the Year. It's kind of fun. My mom was really proud.
I'm sure she was. And I see here among your things that the producer for Pink Floyd and Kiss singles you guys out as being particularly fantastic.
Yeah, Bob Ezrin. That was kind of fun to meet him. You know, we do a lot of stuff in the education community, too. I really love connecting with young people, whether it be through schools or festivals or whatever. And we were at a conference where Bob was the keynote speaker, and we were the keynote performance. So we got to play before he took the stage. And he said the nicest thing ever. He said, well, I was going to do this whole keynote address, but after hearing those guys, I just threw it away, and I'm just going to, like, make stuff up now.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Or, like, do it in the moment.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, it's fabulous. Sultansofstring.com holds a great many delights. I highly recommend that you point yourself there. And if you'd play us another one, I just feel like I'm floating.
Well, maybe we'll play you one about this inspired by a trip I took up to Northern Canada. For a number of years, I've been on the board of directors of an organization called ArtsCan Circle. And we send teams of artists up to high northern communities. These are fly-in communities, some of them above the tree line. They're so far north. And we send the artists up with bags of harmonicas and ukuleles. We leave them there. We do songwriting workshops with the kids in the schools and get them to tell some of their own traditional stories, but also make up their own songs. It's a really fun program. And a few years ago, I was on one of those volunteer trips to Mishkigogamang in northern Ontario, and I was having lunch each day with an Indigenous elder. Her name was Josie. And she was telling me how she would, every spring as it began to thaw, she'd take her students into the bush and teach them how to fish and hunt and trap and set up tents in the middle of the night. I thought that was pretty amazing until the last day I was there when I learned that she was completely blind.
And hadn't picked up on that?
Not at all. The first time I met her, she put her hand out and said hi. She shook my hand. She looked in my face. It was wild. It really threw me for a loop. And so we wrote her this song. It's called Josie. Thank you.
Sometimes I think I have the most perfect job, and it just couldn't get any better. I think you guys might have the perfect job.
Yeah, you know, the 1 hour a day we get to actually play music is the best thing of the day. The other 23 hours are driving to the next location.
And anticipating, looking forward to your reward.
That's it.
Aw, it's just such a delight to have you here today. Sultansofstring.com for more information. Particularly, there's just a few seats left in Indianapolis if you wanted to make an evening of it this evening on a nice Tuesday across the Miami Valley and over into Hoosier Land Way. You could avail yourself of those. It's sultansofstring.com/tour. A lot of links to that. You guys have been out a while, and you're going to be out a while.
Yeah. It's a great thing that Kevin's so good at driving. And
it's really coming along.
Is it really coming?
Yeah.
We were joking yesterday about how actually Kevin's job, his day job, is driving for a living, and he just happens to be a really great guitar player. And I'm an amazing data entry clerk on the computer who happens to play violin.
Got all the skill sets.
I mean, it's a big country. Holy moly, America. Couldn't you all just like group together somewhere around, I don't know, New York or something?
We spread them out. I'm sure you've heard the term flyover states. I remember the first time I ever heard that. I had never heard it before. I thought, well, I know exactly what they're talking about.
Well, we have an entirely, we have got a flyover country. I mean, you know, it's really like touring in Canada is ridiculous.
Oh, because I can imagine.
It's one thin line across along the whole border, if you could imagine it, right?
You get people to come to the road, maybe, to meet you there.
<That's it>.
We're talking with Chris McCool. By the way, that's spelled M-C-K-H-O-O-L. Totally awesome. And great. Kevin LaLiberté live in the studio today. Chris, you have a children's album of some note that you've made as well.
Yeah, it's called Fiddle Fire, and I think what we were trying to do is bring the fun and the energy of world music to young audiences. So, you know, we do these concerts for young people, whether it be in schools, community centers, festivals, and we get the kids up on stage playing musical instruments from around the world. It's really fun, and we get them singing along and clapping along. And for me, it's a little bit of a mission to get kids exposed to really fun music early on. And, you know, with it being harder and harder to keep music teachers in schools because of all the budget cuts, we certainly by no means can replace music teachers. And I hope that there's a new wave of understanding the importance of music in schools.
Enlightenment. It helps with the other classwork. If you
have
that
exactly.
as an outlet, it improves your math skills, your reading and comprehension.
It's amazing what studying music does for your whole brain. It's like learning another language. It helps you make all these connections. So, you know, I like the fact that we can go in there and kids can hear a bunch of styles that maybe they've never heard before. It's good for my soul.
I appreciate that you, between you and also the extended band, the full Sultans of String, there's so many almost very definitely distinguishable influences that come into this music. That, but then you also sort of seem to always bring it back home that you have this sort of feeling of wanting to augment and build up the musical culture of Canada itself. I just think it's a perfect circle.
I love telling Canadian stories through music. You know, there's so many places to discover and around the world, too. And for me, music is about storytelling. It's about connecting and creating community. And music, like, it just crosses all the age and language barriers. It's a really great way of connecting with people.
Everybody can clap and dance.
And recently we've been doing this symphony project. It's been so much fun. So imagine this music, playing this music with 55, 65 musicians behind us. It's a real trip and pretty much takes it to the absolute edge of Western music to perform it that way.
I wanted to get another one in from this record, but if you would, first, just one more, just another little ditty, just one more.
Sure, we'll play a little ditty
studio,
for you.
Would you?
This is a song called Ayutuk Sunrise, quite possibly the first and only rumba flamenca tune written about the Arctic. And, you know, feel free to clap along and dance along at home. And Kevin, why don't you take it in? Thank you.
Sultans of String, I'll say, live on 91.3 WYSO. What a delight. By the way, the new album, Symphony, is available. I love that you put on here, you have a concert and CD hotline. I love it. I must have one now.
It's mostly my wife calling it every night, trying to figure out where I'm playing.
If you would like to have that for your very own and maybe get a CD of your own or follow where they'll be next, you can call 1-800-McCool. How McCool is that?
No operator will visit your home.
McCool, again, is spelled M-C-K-H-O-O-L. You can also get Chris at chris@fiddlefire.com. What a delight. Kevin LaLiberté, what a delight. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I appreciate the buoyancy in what you do, the joyfulness that's worth so much and something that we can all resonate with. So the new album is called Symphony. We're going to hear one from it. So was this the first time that you played with 50 other human beings weighing in on your tune?
Well, we've done a few symphony concerts now, and we have over a dozen over the coming season as we're launching this recording across North America. This recording took about 3 years to put together. It's a lot of moving parts, and it was really hard to make it happen, but I really wanted to make it happen because it just sounds so gorgeous when we get to play with that many players. So we actually put together our own pickup orchestra, made up of musicians from the Toronto Symphony,
nice.
Canadian Opera Company Orchestra, National Ballet Orchestra, brought them all together and pushed puree, and out came the symphony album.
We got one from it coming right up. If you'd like to go to Indianapolis and see them tonight, find out how at sultansofstring.com. /tour in there and all that information will come up. But I highly recommend you become as familiar as you can with these great, great tunes and this great, great spirit. Chris McCool, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Kevin LaLiberté, thanks so much.
Thank you.